In Judges 5, after a most unusual victory, Deborah and Barak sing a song of rejoicing, and Deborah honors those who actually saddled up for the war. She methodically goes through the different tribes of Israel that showed up for battle. Praise God for the men who offered their everything. Praise God for these people who had their own struggles but came to the war ready for battle. But there are about four tribes that did not show up, and they get a severe rebuking from Deborah. Judges chapter 5, verses 15 through 16. Among the clans of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Why did you sit still among the sheepfolds to hear the whistling for the flocks? Among the clans of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan, and Dan, why did he stay with the ships? Asher sat still at the coast of the sea, staying by his landings. Well, we have these tribes mentioned, and the first one is Reuben. And Deborah said that there was great searchings of heart. The King James says that there was great thoughts of heart. The word used for searchings this first time is used repeatedly throughout the Bible for truths and principles of God, things that are unmovable, statutes. So the men of Reuben had great statutes of heart. In other words, they had a great resolve. They said all of the right things. Yes, we should offer to God our everything. Yes, we should go to war. Yes, this is right. But then Deborah says, you guys never made it to the battle. You hung around at your home and your camp to hear the bleating of the sheep, but you didn't respond to the trumpet blast of God. You had a great war cry, but you never came to the war. And then she says that the clans of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Different word, different meaning here. It means that they were searching for an answer. They were looking for an excuse as to why they wouldn't come when the trumpet sounded. And then Deborah mentions the tribe of Gilead staying close to the Jordan. Gilead is on the eastern side of the Jordan River. All the other tribes were on the western side. And that area was a fertile land for flocks. And you may remember in the book of Numbers, chapter 32, where Reuben and Gilead saw the land east of the Jordan and that it was good, fertile for flocks. They together approached Moses and they said, we want to settle in the land east of the Jordan River, and we do not want to cross the Jordan with you. Moses gets very upset and he says to them, shall your brothers go to war while you sit here? You will discourage the heart of the people. There is a real problem with a person enjoying the benefits of God's blessing and redemption without fighting for and with your brothers. There's no room in God's kingdom for people to go AWOL. So these guys in Numbers 32, they say they will leave their children and women to settle in the land, and they will take up arms and help fight with the other tribes. But a few generations later, their grandkids would not do that. They got more interested in the comfort and money and business and the world, and they would not come join with their brothers in war. And then Deborah mentions Dan and Asher. If you flip to the back of your Bible and you look at the map of the 12 tribes of Israel, you'll notice that Dan and Asher are coastal lands. And to stay with the ships and to stay at the landings means that you literally turn your back on your nation and look out over the sea. It's not so much that these nations were cowardly as they were preoccupied with the things of this world. They were looking to the sea in order to see the ships that were coming from the Mediterranean, bringing all of their goodies and fares and trinkets. Preoccupied with the things of this world to help their brothers wage war against the enemy. And so we need to be careful about the things of this world that will keep us from God's people and God's presence. And in our culture, it's almost worse because in our culture, we not only have weak-willed men, but they're so weak that they lobby to push women to the forefront of all sorts of battles. And one of the foremost battle lines that men abdicate and give over to the ladies is the spiritual battle for their families and churches and communities. So men, break the cycle. Don't perpetuate another generation of weak-willed, compromising men. When you pray today, please remember Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Romani Calderash Life Word broadcast in Romania.